A beggar crept wailing through the streets of a city. A certain man came to him there and gave him bread, saying, I give you this loaf because of God's word. Another came to the beggar and gave him bread, saying, Take this loaf. I give it because you are hungry. Now there was a continual rivalry among the citizens of this town as to who should appear to be the most pious man. And the event of the gifts to the beggar made discussion. People gathered in knots and argued furiously to no particular purpose. They appealed to the beggar, but he bowed humbly to the ground as befitting one of his condition, and answered, It is a singular circumstance that the loaves were of one size and of the same quality. How then can I decide which of these men gave bread more piously? The people heard of a philosopher who traveled through their country, and one said, Behold, we who give not bread to beggars are not capable of judging those who have given bread to beggars. Let us then consult this wise man. But, said some, perhaps this philosopher, according to your rule that one must have given bread before judging they who give bread, will not be capable. That is an indifferent matter to all truly great philosophers. So they made search for the wise man, and in time they came upon him, strolling along at his ease in the manner of philosophers. Oh, most illustrious sage! They cried. Yes, said the philosopher promptly. Oh, most illustrious sage! There are two men in our city, and one gave bread to a beggar, saying, Because of God's word. And the other gave bread to the beggar, saying, Because you are hungry. Now, which of these, O great illustrious sage, is the most pious? Eh? Said the philosopher. Which of these, O most illustrious sage, is the most pious man? My friends, said the philosopher, suavely addressing the concourse, I see that you mistake me for an illustrious sage. I am not he whom you seek. However, I saw a man answering my description pass here some time ago. With speed you may overtake him. Adieu. End of The Judgment of the Sage by Stephen Crane. Read by Alan Davis Drake.